Baseball fans in Cleveland are heading to the stadium this winter, but not to witness strikeouts, shoestring catches, and home runs. Instead, they're taking to the field, strapping on skates and grabbing sleds. For the second year running, the Cleveland Indians have transformed their diamond into a winter sports arena. Karen Schaefer braved the icy conditions and came back with this report.
If it weren't for the rows of seats and giant scoreboard, it would be hard to recognize Progressive Field on this cold winter afternoon as the summer home of Cleveland Indians baseball. Plunked down near home plate is a regulation hockey rink. A Zamboni smooths the ice of a skating trail that snakes around the infield past holiday lights and Christmas trees. And dominating the home run porch is a 200-foot-high snow tubing hill where whole families are lined up to race down the ice at speeds up to 30 miles an hour.
Pretty cool.
It's fun. It's fun even.
The last run down around the old batter horn.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Scott Namig and his son Brennan and daughter Lindsay are making their first visit to Cleveland Indians snow days. The kids say they've fallen in love with snow tubing on the batter horn. But from up here, it looks scary, with people ricocheting around in blue rubber tubes and spinning down the slope backwards. Lindsay insists there's nothing to be nervous about, so I decide to give it a try.
No, it's the first time. You have to go down, and it's the first time to go down it. I had my first fear going down, and it was fun.
You think I'll survive? Okay.
You can try the bus.
All right.
All you have to do is just sit down.
Sit down.
Yep.
I just put my...
Get your feet out.
Gotcha.
There you go.
I reached the bottom intact, just as other snow tubers are getting off the ice. Jack Duchamp and his wife Claudia are waiting for their daughters, Keely and Sarah, to take their eighth trip down the hill.
See all the people smiling and laughing? It's, you know, it's cute. Everyone comes off laughing. So you're having a good time.
Last year, more than 50,000 people came to enjoy a day of outdoor winter recreation over the 6 weeks of snow days between Thanksgiving and mid-January. Indians Communications Coordinator Danielle Cherry says the idea was to create a family-friendly event that makes use of the stadium during winter months.
The concept was very basic. What can we do in the off-season to not only have a unique opportunity for friends and families to come down and create memories, but what specifically can we do in the elements of Northeast Ohio?
Cherry acknowledges the event does generate extra revenue for the ball club, despite the costs of temporarily transforming the field. But she says the Indians have tried to keep prices affordable. Tickets range from $5 to $31, and skate rentals are included. There's even a free lunchtime skate every Monday. That leaves enough extra cash in many families' pockets to take the kids out to eat at nearby restaurants. Cleveland Mayoral Chief of Staff Ken Silliman says snow days not only brings people downtown, it brings extra income to local businesses.
You're ensuring the business success because when you have a lot of baseball games in the summer, there's a steady flow, but during the winter, it's not as steady.
Some tribe fans who can't wait for spring see snow days as an opportunity to anticipate opening day. Daniel Lehman drove an hour and a half to drop his grandson at the airport and stopped by to watch the skating.
It's a good thing for the public to do when they can't watch baseball. You come and watch something like this, but I personally would rather watch baseball. I'd rather watch baseball. But hey, this is okay because you can't play baseball, so let's do this.
Last Saturday, visitors were treated to a New Year's Eve fireworks display. There'll be an open-air hockey game between the Ohio State Buckeyes and the University of Michigan Wolverines on January 15th, before Snow Days shuts down for the season the next day. For Only a Game, I'm Karen Schaefer in Cleveland.
All the way home I'd be warm,
so the fire is slowly dying.
Let it snow.
Let it snow.
You're listening to Only a Game.